Well, how could I let the news section go by 1 week when I'm here without talking about the oceans? Yes. Once again, I have a story from the seas, and this one is about humpback whales, which are record-breaking swimmers. The news comes out this week, yeah, because they have been found to migrate the longest distance that's been ever recorded for a mammal. OK, the birds probably win, maybe some insects. They do fly a long way too, but for the swimming mammals, the humpback whales definitely get the gold medal.
More than David Walliams.
Oh, he only managed the English Channel. That's nothing. It's about 20 miles, isn't
it? I'm sure he could do the Atlantic.
Perhaps now we'll kind of take on the challenge. David, if you're listening, humpback whales, you know, they're doing it better than you. But this is all according to studies from scientists in the United States who have tracked migrating whales over 5,100 miles all the way from Costa Rica in Central America to their feeding grounds down in Antarctica. And that's a long way, I have to say. That's pretty good. That's quite a few English channels worth, I reckon. But and the way they did this, it's quite an easy way of figuring this out. They didn't actually use anything fancy like satellite trackers or anything like that. They basically used quite a traditional technique that's been used for a long time in whale studies and dolphin studies, which is just recognising individuals from the shape of their tails. They have these, you know, huge tail fins called flukes. And whales often get little things, barnacles growing on them, nicks and cuts and kind of marks and so on, which you can actually take photographs of and then recognise later on, because they tend to persist over time. And so they looked at whales around Central America, and then they also had photographs from Antarctica, and they managed to recognise the same individuals that were moving all this way. And it's really quite exciting, apart from the fact that they're going these huge long distances. It's also the fact that we have shown for the first time what we've suspected for a long time, which is that humpback whales do migrate into warmer waters during winter. And a slightly more techie part of this study was that they use satellite data of the temperature of the sea surface, which you can do quite easily, and showed that during times when the water around Central America, around the equator, when it was a bit cooler, the whales actually migrated further north to find warmer water still. So they clearly want to keep warm while they're in that winter time, and then they head back down to Antarctica where they feed. So that's rather nice. I think it's a lovely idea to think of whales migrating all that way, thousands and thousands of miles.
The Naked Scientists, supported by the Wellcome Trust.